Sunday, Sunday, and he has a labor meeting there Monday morning. So you can't be here. So you could do it Sunday.
Are they here Sunday?
I think so. That's what they, but why don't I not? If they are, I could even think they ought to do it.
No, I talked to Mayor, I didn't show the paper. And he
got a good night for all of you. So we got this thing on our way. Bob, you call Rizzo. I wrote it back, settled my own mind. I was like, fine, with Henry. I believe, I can see, pray. We've got to keep the opposition a little bit on thinking that, you know, they'll, here we are, still talking. But Henry can just go and talk about what we, you know, you can set a public stage for the right.
Biggest problem.
was not going to take this goddamn bullshit ethically from people. As purely self, they're trying to give themselves a reason to survive.
But they are. The state department is a number of problems. One is disloyal.
Yeah.
Second, and I've thought about it, it isn't enough just to throw people out. What's also wrong is their whole manner of thinking.
Yeah.
If their whole philosophy of what foreign policy is all about is wrong. So what they need is, if one wants to use them at all, is some leadership that gives them an ideology or a philosophy that's consistent with your views of what the country should be, because otherwise their gut reaction is always wrong. Even the loyal ones, they just don't get it.
Never have. One of the big ones. When are you the big advantage?
Yep.
You know, I suppose if we can't write a page for everybody dead, so I'm not a big fan. Why can't you write it?
That was what
it was. It was a big thing.
give them the choice when I walk in, I'll tell them that's what it's agreed to.
But then, how's he back off? I mean, how do you back off of that? That is so that he doesn't blow it before the election, assuming that he isn't going to accept.
I'll say, all right, I'll go back to the president. I have to tell you, the president, you are now on your own. What we will do, we'll consult our own interests. He has no interest to take us off.